Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Grover Robinson, mayor of Pensacola. Normally, we catch up with him at 7:35, but we had a bit of a technical issue this morning, so we're making up for it now. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Happy to be here. I wish I could blame it on a variety of different technical issues, but it was probably just me. It was it was user error here, so I apologize. I kind of got lost between. I forgot today was Wednesday.
Oh, you know. Well, with the Memorial holiday, right? It's easy to get your days confused.
Yeah.
So no big deal. It's live radio. We adapt.
I apologize.
No, it's no worries. So one thing I wanted, obviously, the topic's gotten a lot of attention is this issue of who's going to run the parking downtown. And as I understand it, this is a byproduct of discovering that DIB did not have authority to be controlling parking outside of their specific zone. And so now what do you do as a result of that? What is your plan for parking? And do I have the history right? And what's your plan?
Well, you're essentially correct. If they could only, and again, when the new plan was brought forward to DIB, there was a big, we've talked about we wanted to do different things. And so there was a plan that came through, and I have nothing wrong with looking at plans that allow for more demand-based pricing and things that happen as we look at that. But part of that is there's a lot of times where you have nights and weekends where I've never understood why we're charging because there really is no demand. You can see that in different places. There's plenty of spaces, and yet we're still charging prices.
Hey, can I pause you on that note? Because I did,
yeah.
I got a text in from somebody that specifically wanted me to ask about this. Is it your plan to go back to 5 p.m. and no longer collecting parking after that?
Those are things we're going to be looking at as we have control over it. I'm not saying it's going to be instituted day one the city takes over, but
okay.
I think those are things that we're looking at.
Okay,
that's one of the things it's talking about in the demand of parking. And so I have, I've said for a long time that I thought nights and weekends, I think that decision was probably in the wrong direction and probably has created a lot of the angst that we've had in parking. But in looking at what we do going forward, the first thing we got to do is get it. It was a pretty good plan that came out of the DIB, but the problem was it said, hey, you can only enforce in the DIB section. You cannot enforce these other areas.
Right.
And there is a chance that if you enforce this only in the DIB, you would create parking problems in the Seville Square area, in the West Pensacola, in the governmental area. I've been a big fan of, I think the government area, needs more people parking. I mean, we went into Spring Street. We added more parking two blocks away. But, we've said, hey, if you want free parking, we're going to make it available. So, again, we're trying to do that. But I don't want to create problems with parking in the Seville area where we already have residential usage. And that was something we didn't want to create a problem. So we waited. We said, well, you know what? If we had to wait to institute this until we bring it under one control, we're not going to end up – those people aren't going to buy into the tax of the DIB. We just need to move parking back to the city. I think there are a lot of council members that like it coming back to the city and having some control over it. They don't like people getting upset about parking and then them having no control over what to do about parking.
Right, because if people get angry, they blame city council, but city council can't change it, so at least let's get the power and the blame in the same place, right?
Exactly, and I think there's a lot of that and different things that different council members have. I mean, I'm not saying that everything the DIB did wrong with parking, but I think at the end of the day, some of the things that happened with DIB and parking created a number of issues that we are still trying to get over in downtown. The good news is at this particular time, we haven't had a parking problem. I told people I laughed during the one thing during the COVID period. I said you can get a parking space anywhere. So we're coming back. We're trying to get people to see downtown is safe to come back to. We want them to do that. We're trying to find ways to encourage them to do it. I think it kind of fits. We'll get the parking back in September, and I think we'll be able to implement a plan that I think will provide individuals that want to come downtown opportunities to have better free parking. But if they're going to stay, they're going to have to pay for parking, and that's still going to be a part of it. The idea is to get people to turn over, but I think it's a better sound system for what we want to see. And again, I'm not opposed at all. Finding ways nights and weekends where we don't have it. What we want to do is we want to find opportunities, like with the county parking deck. If there's a way to perhaps in a more cheaper way say, hey, for $2 you can park here as long as you want to for the night or the weekend. I think people would not have a problem doing that and would find it a much we've got hundreds of spaces in there that we're not utilizing. So I think a lot of it comes down to how do we better utilize parking on nights and weekends. And again, if you want to be on a private lot that's at the corner of Jefferson and Government, or Balin and Garden, you're going to have to pay to be in those lots. But, you know, we want to find a way there. You may have to drive a little bit further from the action, but we want to find a way there will be a private public spot available.
So
for
what,
you.
So what I think people –
would be either free
I know
or
the, I know one
rate.
Of the questions that I hear in this is the question of the future of the DIB, because it feels like DIB is shrinking to the point of where maybe they shouldn't exist anymore. I know it's a question that comes up a lot. Are we looking at a future where you're just going to kind of eliminate DIB entirely?
You know, I think that would be really dependent upon the people who pay the rates for the DIB.
Okay.
I mean, if they feel like it is generating, they pay an extra fee for that. If they feel like they're getting something and it gets back to really going to events and doing things that generate people coming downtown, if that's what they want to get back to and what their original charter sort of was, bringing business downtown, that's fine.
Okay.
But if the people who are paying it, again, don't see any value, I think they'll be the ones that say, you know, we've seen it exhaust its life. But I'm not all bad about the DIB. I do think DIB has done a number of good things. I think when you look at what they did with making Palafox two-way, there are a variety of things that when walkability issues that the DIB really championed. And so I'm not totally against the DIB. I just think there's some things that they went wrong and they went awry on parking. And we're going to try to fix
it. Okay. Well, and, you know, look, something can be a good idea at a certain point and then eventually not be a necessary idea anymore. And I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying, you know, times can change. It doesn't mean they did something wrong even. It just means, you know, maybe you succeed yourself out of necessity, which is a good thing. Hey, one of the other things I wanted to ask you about.
Well, I think that'll be done. People who get charged for it, I think they'll be able to make that decision.
Right.
If they see value in an entity, they'll continue to keep the entity. If they don't see value, then I think they'll have a hard time saying, why am I continuing to pay for this entity?
Hey, you and I last week talked about this Streamline Boats deal out of Hialeah where they're coming and build these 45-foot boats at the port. It looks to me like a great thing, 50 to 100 jobs, something like this, long-term, possibly more. But Sherry Myers is worried that we're going to have flaming trucks of acetone driving around the town.
There's no doubt. I agree. They have chemicals in their process. I mean, a lot of people do. But when you look at the quantity which they use, listen, if we're going to say that everything that burned, we're going to get out of the city of Pensacola. Well, you know what we have right downtown next to City Hall is a gasoline port that comes in and brings in gasoline. And then trucks take it everywhere else, and we use it. We put it in our cars, and we drive around. But if we decide in Pensacola we just don't want gasoline anymore because we don't like things that might explode, because I can assure you that gasoline will light up like a firecracker if we lit it, we're going to have to really change a lot of things about what we're doing downtown. So, again, I think we just got to be – we got to be reasonable and responsible. I mean, there's things down there that we're doing right now on different ships that have different – you know, look at what's going on right now with the the boat from Bezos,
the Blue Origin.
That there are things on there that are probably explosive and a variety of other things. But I think all of it's got to be a managed risk. And I think most industries have shown they can do that without them showing they can't do it.
Right.
I'm willing to work with them. I don't think it's going to be any tremendous risk to the people any more than what we do every day with gas trucks driving up and down, delivering gas to all of our convenience stores.
And it's probably, I mean, it's but going to be, what, a truck a month or something. I mean, it's probably not that much volume, quite frankly. But, you know, this is the stuff that comes out.
Absolutely.
This is why we have an agenda, and this is why we have a council, you know, actual meeting, and we discuss it. So, obviously, we're hopeful for that. Mr. Mayor, we look forward to the meeting tomorrow night, talking about the parking, the boats, the speed bumps, and, you know, everything else. And it was, by the way, it was a really good briefing on the both the airport and the hurricane shelters last night. So, very good on that. Mr. Mayor, thanks for the time. We'll see you Monday at the press conference.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you letting me realize that it was Wednesday today and not Tuesday. So thank you very much.